something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And God said, the Spirit was present. And the Bible lets us know it's the Spirit of God that created everything. When God spoke, His Spirit brought it to pass. His Spirit brought it to pass. The Word of God is energized by the Holy Spirit. Yet again, the Word of God is energized by the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is given life by the Holy Spirit. Now, so what God did when He talked to the earth was to show us the earth could respond to sound, but to the sound code. So everything came out, everything in the world came out of one, earth, two, darkness, and three, water. Think about it. That's where it all came from. If that's true, imagine this. If everything came out of earth, water, and darkness, and what God did was to talk to them, it means each one of them could respond to sound. You see it? And the importance of sound here is the sound code. The importance of sound here in my address today is the sound code. It's about the sound code. For example, in salvation, the Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, there's no other way to receive salvation, no matter what words you use. He tells you, you must confess Jesus Christ as your Lord. But that will not even work until there's a connection from your heart. He says, believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, which means the Jesus that you will confess as Lord is not Jesus of Brazil, is not the Jesus who's South American, is not the Jesus the footballer. He says, it is the Jesus whom God raised from the dead. Your heart must accept and believe that. And then when you confess with your mouth that that Jesus is Lord of your life, salvation works. Otherwise, the code is missing. It will not work. Now let's go again. Romans chapter 10 from verse 8. Let's look at it again. Romans chapter 10 verse 8. But what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word is near you. He says it's so close, it's in your mouth and in your heart. The word of salvation, the word of faith, is in your mouth and in your heart. They've got to work together. Now, go on. Next verse. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart. See, your mouth and your heart. Your mouth and your heart. Your mouth and your heart. So, which means, if you asked me to say, come out to a devil and say, come out in the name of Jesus. and you said it to me in English and told me to say it, but I didn't understand what you said because I didn't speak English. And I memorized what you said and repeated it. It will not work. Because it has no meaning in my heart. You see it now? So language is what we say it is. And language is so important. Words are what we say they are. They must have a meaning. That meaning is determined in your heart, in your spirit. So that's why, even though one makes a confession of the Word of God, until that confession has a real meaning in your spirit, it will not work. Though you're saying what you believe or act in your head. I'm healed. You can say I'm healed 10 times. I'm healed. And you will not come out with any healing. Why? It's not working with your heart. It's got to have meaning in your heart. And notice, once it has meaning in your heart, there's no more doubt. You just know, because it's in your spirit. You just know. And then you've hit the right sound code. You see, from that moment, it works. It produces results. How many of you are following this? You following it? Okay. Now, I said the reason is God already introduced the sound code into creation. So when we speak, we're using codes. The languages were not formed by God. Languages were formed by men. And that's why they can continually be developed by men. But whatever we speak only helps to communicate what we have inside us. So language itself is man-made. What's important is the sound code. That means, what does the sound mean? What is the meaning of the sound? What is the meaning of the sound? If both of us agree between us that means come, nobody else may understand. But when I go, you start coming. Because between us, we have agreed that that means come. You understand that? Now, if I say, ha ha, means be healed, and we are in agreement that ha ha means be healed, when I say to you ha ha, you say glory to God, ha ha ha, I am healed, glory to God. You see, because we are in agreement that that's what it means. Now, not even a devil can stand that, because he knows we have that agreement that ha ha means be healed. And when I go ha ha, he has to check out, because healing has to result. Why? The code. The code is not about the language. The code is about the sound from your spirit. Can you see it? What do I want to say? It's not the way it sounds. So what God introduced was the sound code. Now look at this. I told you yesterday, sound has... we're talking about the importance of sound because you have understood the importance of words. But what you probably needed to get more was, when we say words, why words? It's about the code. That means it's about what those words actually mean. what the words actually mean. Hallelujah. So he's introduced sound codes into creation because he talked to, by sound communication, to all the elements of creation, earth, darkness, water. So each one of them responded to God, meaning that they all had sound codes, sound waves. So they responded because sound is energy. Sound has energy. And we demonstrated that yesterday. See, it's got energy. That's why you can raise your voice and have something vibrating. That's why you can play music and raise the volume. And then things are vibrating in the room because it's pretty loud. So even though you don't see them vibrating when it is low, it doesn't mean that the energy is not being transmitted. It is being transmitted all right. And then we said, if it is true that sound has energy, it ultimately means that sound is matter. You see that? That means sound is matter.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
It's pretty simple. Something was communicated. Something was transferred that had that impact, even though we couldn't see the energy. But we saw the result of the energy. Why would you have that vibration? Sometimes, you know, even scientists have a little problem being able to distinguish between, is it caused by the wave? If it is caused by the sound wave, what is waving? Or is it a particle? Are they sound waves? Or are they sound particles? What could they be? Or whether the waves, if they are waves, they're measurable. If they're particles, they're measurable. But what is obvious is that sound definitely has mass. And mass is the property of a substance that gives it weight when subjected to gravity. So automatically, sound is matter. Sound is substance. So that might suggest, because if it's from God, then it's living. Nothing dead comes out of God. If it's from God, it's living. Which means that whether, I mean, you probably have sound. Maybe it should be the smallest living matter. The smallest living particle. That's amazing because it's in everything. And here's another beautiful thing. It's got memory. It's got memory. Now, we know this. We know that sound is what God used in creation because the Bible says so. All right? Which means sound communicated life. That means sound is a living thing. Can you see it? Now that is very remarkable because every creature of God therefore has an element of life, even the ones we describe as non-living. The only reason we call them non-living is because we couldn't find measurable life. But God doesn't think so. Let me give you an example. Here God, in the book of Numbers, calls Moses. The people are thirsty, they need water. And God says, I want you to talk to the rock. Tell the rock to bring you water. How could Moses tell the rock to bring him water? Because the rock will respond to Moses. The rock has intelligence. So God says, tell the rock to bring you water. Tell the rock. You see it? But we say it's non-living. Because man doesn't know how to measure life beyond his biological definitions. He's limited. He's limited. Glory to God. Then we find Ezekiel talking to dry bones. Let's read it. Ezekiel chapter 37. Let's read from verse 1. There are some beautiful things right there. Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. Oh boy, I love this. I want you to notice something. This is remarkable. He says, God carried him in the spirit of the Lord. That tells you we can have Holy Ghost transportation. All right? Now, these are in different phases. The first phase of Holy Spirit transportation is walking in the Spirit and by the Spirit, where the Spirit of God leads you and guides you as to where to go. All right? Which means he's the one leading you. The next phase is when the Spirit causes you to do something. He causes you to go. Now, one, he leads you to go. The next stage is he causes you to go. You suddenly find yourself making moves that you didn't plan and takes you somewhere and you arrive by the Spirit. Okay? He gets you to stand up. Like he says, the Spirit set me upon my feet. I wasn't planning on getting up. But he set me on my feet. Now the third one is when the Holy Spirit literally transports you, takes you away from a certain position to another location. Without a material medium. That's marvelous. So he's dealing with this now. He says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down. Look at that. He set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Next verse. And caused me to pass by them round about. Now, Look at this. This man was not only transported to the place, he's also being made to do things beyond his planning. Okay? All right. Caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. Bones. Human bones. And lo, they were very dry. That's an emphasis. That's an emphasis, very important emphasis. It says, lo, they were very dry. They were very dry. So as far as human understanding was concerned, there was no life whatsoever in the bones. Okay, next verse. And he said unto me, God said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Next verse. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, oh dear Lord Jesus. He told Moses, talk to the rock. Tell the rock to bring you water. Now he says to Ezekiel, talk to the bones, prophesy to the bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 5. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. My. He's talking to the bones. Next verse. And I will lay sinews upon you and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and ye shall live and ye shall know that he's talking to the bones. He says, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, next verse. This is beautiful. So I prophesied as I was commanded. I like this. Notice, he says, I prophesied as I was commanded. Now, it's important. Oh, this is where the ministry of the Spirit of God is indispensable. Because it's the Spirit that actually knows the codes. He had to prophesy as he was commanded. When God spoke to Moses to talk to the rock, he told him exactly what to say. That's why we listen to the Holy Spirit. We have to receive guidance from the Holy Spirit. He tells us exactly what to say. Sometimes he shows us in pictures. He says, say this, and then you go. If you don't say it as he said to say it, it will not work. So you see why your fellowship with the Holy Spirit is so important. You would find timing, the accuracy of timing, the accuracy of communication when you're in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you want to say something and he says, hold on, not now. Like when he said to the children of Israel, he says, I want you to go around Jericho once every day for 7 days. And he says, while you're doing that, nobody talking. Everybody be quiet. Then on the seventh day, he said, I want you to go around 7 times on the seventh day. Then he said, on the seventh time, I want you to shout and the walls will come down. Well, why didn't he ask him to do it the first day? Ask him when you get to heaven. See, what's important is he told them when the right time was. And when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you will know the right time for something. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, pray in the Holy Spirit. And have confidence in the leading of the Holy Spirit in your life. Have confidence. Hallelujah. Okay, go to that verse. It says, I prophesied as I was commanded. Yeah, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, notice, I like this. As I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. Now, that's memory at work. Each one retained the code. No one bone went to another person's other bone. Bone to his bone. It didn't matter where they were located in the open valley, they journeyed and found their own. See, they went to their own members. Bone to his bone. Which means there was a memory.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Suriname, Hoekhoopstraat and Prinsestraat, numero 73/74. Worship with us on Sundays, 10 a.m., Wednesdays, 7 p.m., for prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us. Please call +5978-570-590 or +5978-570-655 or send a mail to radio transmissions@level360.com.